Track 3.
Well, this is an image from the 2009 US presidential campaign. It was actually created by the artist Shepard Fairey, who had been well known for his political satire and parodies. And it was quite strange when he first came up with this image because it shows a very positive image of Obama. And it's true that he obviously felt that Obama was then a very special candidate and one that was worth putting some effort into. So he felt that he should make something that portrayed Obama as having vision and the ability to lead, and that's something that's very abstract. And so what you've got here is an image that immediately captured people's imagination. He started selling these images, 300 at a time, from a stall in the street, and then it just snowballed, and by the end of the campaign, he was selling 300,000 stickers and 500,000 posters. Why it became such an iconic image is an interesting question, but I think one of the reasons is that Fairey wanted to create something that was mainstream, that was accessible. He felt that he wanted something that he felt was going to transcend the counterculture, that was going to make an impact with lots of different people, and I think that is why the image has lasted and is still very resonant today. It seems to me that his objective in creating this image was just to make people curious about Obama. And that hope, the message of the poster, was one that really captured voters' imaginations at the time. He claimed that he didn't make any money from the posters, and that he put all the money back into the campaign itself. And he also stated that he didn't mind that the image had been parodied and copied. In fact, it's true to say that all the knockoffs and parodies say how much, really, the image has resonated and become a reference point, a symbolic reference point. And I think he must have been very happy that this icon was copied because it shows that Barack Obama's campaign had worked and that the image had helped it work.